This is The Difference, a podcast for nonprofit fundraising in a for-profit world, presented by Convergent Nonprofit Solutions, a leader in nonprofit fundraising. Convergent's professionals can help your nonprofit secure sustainable funding now and for the future.
Welcome to The Difference. I'm Jay Wirth. We're pleased to have as our guest today Matt Nash. He's the executive director of the Black Bowed Giving Fund, leading this organization's mission to unleash generosity by connecting people to causes they care about around the world. Black Bowed is a leading name in the nonprofit fundraising world. Matt, give us a little bit about of your background, how you came to Black Bowed, from what experiences, and give us a synopsis of the Black Bowed Giving Fund.
Well, sure. Thanks, Jay. I really appreciate you spending the time with me today. I'm looking forward to our conversation. So the Black Bowed Giving Fund is a 501c3 charity. It's a public charity. It's a donor-advised fund. And what we do is we're a support mechanism for some of the things that Black Bowed does in terms of getting funds to charities. So as most nonprofits know, Black Bowed is an organization that provides a lot of tools and capabilities for nonprofits to run their businesses. But also, in addition, we have a fairly significant organization that provides funds back to charities through the workplace giving programs that that they manage on behalf of corporate clients. And then also there's in the United States, a relatively small peer-to-peer business that allows people to put together campaigns that will fund their favorite charities. And the Giving Fund is also the disbursement vehicle behind that program too. I came here in early 2020 to actually start the Black Bowed Giving Fund. Previously, the folks at Black Bowed and their Your Cause business, which is the workplace giving, dispersed through an outside vendor, and they decided to bring it in, manage it as one integrated overall capability. And previous to joining Black Bowed, I did some philanthropic work for a while. I was working on a project called the Generosity Commission, looking to raise the number of people that give in America, because it's been, as many people know, it's been on the decline for a long time. But that I was with Fidelity Charitable. I was on the management team there and handled all of the activities that touch the donors, from marketing to the service organization to the operations teams that brought the funds in and sent those funds out to the many nonprofits that we supported.
I know our listeners are familiar with workplace giving via a United Fund campaign. What's the difference between what you're doing with the Black Bowed Giving Fund and, say, a campaign similar to a United Way?
Good question. I think that the one way to think about it is to be the breadth of activity that it can occur through a platform like Black Bowed has. In a workplace giving program that's run through the Giving Fund, what we often offer to employees is you can give to anybody that you want. There's over 1.5 million charities, houses of worship, schools in the database that we offer. And so it allows an employer to give their employees a much larger scope of opportunity to give. And actually, in this case, the program also involves a lot of volunteering. And well, we know there's a big connection between volunteering and giving, so it's good to have both of those components. In addition, they also can create specific campaigns to guide funds to specific charities. In fact, I was looking just yesterday that last year we gave $23 million to a whole collection of United Way local chapters. So it allows to get through the United Way as well as it's much broader.
Does Black Bowed send a representative into a company to conduct this, or is it all internally accomplished?
All right, it's more of the latter. Most of the time, clients will have somebody that's responsible for their corporate social responsibility activities. That could be, you know, a very senior level exec in the company, or somebody that's working, you know, in the finance or human resources area. They will. The company will purchase the software that this platform sits on, and the software has got a couple of key components. One is a donor experience portal that allows them to go in and choose charities and choose volunteer activities. There's an administrative portal for the person managing the program. And then there's a portal for the nonprofits receiving the funds so that they can get a sense of who actually are the people behind the donation. Because when funds come through the Black Belt Giving Fund, you know, think of it as an overall integrated system. So the employee goes on, they want to give, they either give through a credit card or they'll do payroll donations. Those are often matched by a company match, and those funds come together, and then we'll disperse them once we bring them together to the particular charity. So each charity receives funds from the program on a given cadence based on how the client wants to run their programs.
I'm curious, do you work hand in glove with any community foundations? Because it strikes me because it's somewhat similar, isn't it? I know community foundations often have donor advised funds that are housed within that organization. How do you, and I'm not suggesting there's competition, but how do you complement one another?
Yeah, I think complement's really the best term to use there, because you know, most giving, in fact, a lot of the giving coming through employees is very local. You know, supporting their local YMCA or their local food bank or their church that they go to, or the, you know, sometimes the schools. And when that happens, the employee, the corporations are looking for, well, what are opportunities for my employees to get engaged? Because that's really what this is all about, is from the employer side. You know, employee engagement in these kind of programs is really key, because it's a big component to how they think about retention of employees and satisfaction of employees working at their organization. And so when it becomes local, the corporation may be working with a local community foundation in terms of programs or projects within the community that they're trying to support. And then when they run a campaign for their employees, they'll just tag that community foundation as being the receiver of those funds. And so we'll get the funds to the community foundation for them to do the support that they want to do in the local community.
Well, it sounds like you have a system that allows for accountability and tracking, which a corporation wouldn't want to set up on their own due to the logistical challenges and that sort of thing. But I'm curious, since we've talked so much about employees, how do you best encourage employee participation and enthusiasm for?
That's the secret sauce, right? You know, when you look at the overall statistics, I think the average corporation who runs a program like this will get about a third of their employees to engage in some activity, right? Either giving or volunteering or some aspect of the ESG programs or the company is running. And when you get it up from that, like there are clients that Black Belt has that are in the 90% participation rate. It really is a multifaceted thing that starts from the very top, right? So it's got to have executive engagement. It's got to have executive commitment to it. It works best, I should say, when things are tied together. So if a corporation says, hey, we're purpose driven, and here's the key areas that are important to us, and then they build that into their ESG plan, they build it into their social responsibility or, you know, initiatives within the employee base themselves. They'll take, you know, employee resource groups that can be set up for any number of reasons, but they'll make sure that those folks can organize volunteer activities to support what they're doing, so that it all kind of works together, and an employee comes on board recognizes that from minute one, that while this is a purpose-driven company, they support their employees to do things, they're supporting the community, they're supporting the causes that might be important to the corporation. And you know, when that becomes part of the ethos, the DNA of the organization, that's when you tend to get the highest level of participation.
The employees' involvement, they're volunteering, they're giving money. How do the employees learn about the outcomes or the results of their volunteerism or their donations?
I think that there's a wide range of how that happens. Some of it's good, strong cycles of feedback, and then others are not so, because it can be very dispersed. But what we've seen is that a lot of times when companies have a key thing that they're focused on. Let's say it's the environment. They then partner with nonprofits, and won't necessarily be one of them, but it could be a whole host of them, to help create some commitment and then outcomes and impact for it. And then what they'll do is they'll, in the course of the year, they'll be reporting back to the employees through their communication channels about, okay, here's what we've been doing with this particular nonprofit. Here's the work that they've done, amount of beaches that have been cleaned up, the, whatever it is that the nonprofits are doing. So the employees know that, hey, when I get involved with this thing that's coming up in September, I know it's for an organization that's really doing good work. I've talked to all my fellow employees who have really enjoyed and been challenged by the activities that we've been involved with. And then the company helps me understand, what kind of impact collectively we're creating.
Well, Blockbaud is a systems company in some respect, and you have the tools for tracking and entering of data and that sort of thing. Is it possible for the company's representative to put those outcomes within your environment and then issue or print a report? Or does that come separate from corporate communications?
There's a couple of things that can be done, both from the nonprofit level and the corporation. So a corporation can set up a campaign within Blackbaud's technology system that the employees get access to. And in that campaign, they have the ability to promote the nonprofit, talk about what the vision is, and the mission of the nonprofit, and also help the employees know the activities that they do and what kind of outcomes that they're creating. So that there's a built-in feedback loop there. And then the nonprofits have this portal that I mentioned, which they get access to if they're a part of this ecosystem. And they have the ability to put together any kind of a profile that they want within the tool that then the employees can see when they go on and look to say, okay, here's the food bank. I'm interested in them. What are they all about? And the nonprofit has the ability to communicate things.
Given the COVID-19 and how it has disrupted the work environment, how does this work in hybrid situations where you may have part of your staff's working from home 90% or more of the time, and some are on site? How do you best incorporate those two worlds?
The best part about it is that the technology ties everybody together no matter where they are. And the giving part of it is very simple to do from any location that you happen to be, even outside the country. The harder part is the volunteering. Pre-pandemic, much of the volunteering was people that worked in an office that went off together in a bus and they went over and did something for a day or two to some community engagement activity. And now it's much more complicated. What we're seeing is that skill-based volunteering is becoming more and more important so that we can guide these employees to provide their skill sets to help nonprofits be more successful, whether that's creating a marketing campaign or doing some technology work or maybe even facilitating an executive education program, some things that are up on the higher end of value to these nonprofits. That's one. Two is now what we're finding, and actually Blackbaud does this themselves with their own employees, is they'll pick, regions, different cities around the country and say, we're going to offer a volunteer activity in places where we know we have a collection of employees. And it's a way to bring employees together to interact and have some fun and learn a little bit more about the work that they're doing in these communities, which is a way to create engagement when people aren't connected on a natural basis in the office at work.
Can you share a premium example of a company that really gets it and is doing a phenomenal work with this concept in workplace philanthropic giving?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. We're actually on the website that Your Cause has. Your Cause, as I mentioned, is the group that does the workplace giving. And I'll give you two examples here. One is a company called BMC Software. They're in the category between 5,000 and 10,000 employees. They had over a 90% engagement rate by their employees in these either giving or volunteer campaigns. When you take a look at the little profile that's in there, you can see how it's just their purpose-driven culture starts at the very top and moves throughout the entire organization. And their focus, because they're a technology company, is helping people become better at technology. And so a lot of the volunteer activities are set around that. The giving programs are established around that. Their executives are personally involved with it, and they support their employees for the volunteer activities that they're doing. And there's a strong company match program. Company match programs we find are very effective to help drive giving. In fact, from our standpoint, when I look at what comes through the Black Boy Giving Fund, 44% of the dollars that we disperse are company match funds. So there's a real multiplier effect in this activity that nonprofits really benefit from because the employees are getting really engaged and they want to give, and the company supports that. There's a group called Desert Financial in Arizona. It's a small community bank. And their program is very similar in terms of the amount of engagement and leadership from the top. But their focus is different. They're local community banks. Their efforts are very local in the community to help social nonprofits that are helping the poor and helping folks become more successful in their lives. And the bank gets a lot of bang out of that, both from the employees and from the recognition of the community that they're a leader in the community in this area.
So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have 1,000 employees or more. Quite striking that it can happen at various levels.
I think it gets more complex as you get bigger. You get some clients that have 100,000 employees in countries all over the world, and they got operations in 50 to 60 different facilities, and the poor CSR exec might be one or two people trying to handle all those things, and so it gets very sophisticated in terms of how you have to manage all this. But the basic components are very similar, managing commitment, supporting the employees, some technology that allows easy access to get to know the nonprofits that you want to get engaged with, both from giving and volunteering, and then employees working together to make it happen.
Well, get your crystal ball out. What do you think the future of workplace philanthropic activity looks like?
I think there's a couple of key things. One is, you mentioned it, this hybrid environment. I think we'll continue. We'll all get better at figuring out how to organize activities that support local communities, maybe even combine activities from different clients to do that, so that we're able to continue on from that. That's one. I think that you mentioned impact earlier. Impact is a really big deal. I think that the data that's going to be available as time goes on will increase. You hear a lot about, AI and people talk about the fear of AI, but I see there's some real potential there to combine information to help both the companies and the people involved know what kind of impact that they're actually creating. So I think there'll be much better reporting as we move forward in the future, so corporations can see how they're making a difference, and the employees themselves can see how that participation in that has caused a change. Those are all very positive.
We may have a listener or more that wants to investigate this concept further. Can you direct that individual to a website or where to start?
Well, one that you can do is just our website at Black Bod Giving Fund. It would be blackbodgivingfund.org. And in there's a place for nonprofits that that actually backs them up into the Your Cause platform, so they can see how this works and could affect them. Corporations themselves can go to yourcause.com and get a sign up for a demo and learn how it works, and they'll be contacted by somebody from Black Bod. I'd be happy to talk to them about how they could get a program going.
Thank you for joining us. It's Matt Nash, Executive Director of the Black Bod Giving Fund. To listen to our library of fundraising topics and to access other fundraising tools and thought pieces, go to convergentnonprofit.com. Click on the resources box on our homepage. That's convergentnonprofit.com. I'm Jay Wirth. Thanks for listening.